Can an apple a day keep the doctor away? I don't know. Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you, and we're so excited that you are with us on this journey. Please go back and check out our library of podcasts, over 350 officially as of last week.
That's right.
And if you're one of our regular listeners, we love you, and we appreciate that you take the time to listen to us and hang out with us for 15 minutes a week. So it means the world to us. So thank you so much. So what about that little proverb? An apple a day keeps a doctor away. Wow. How did that come up? It came up because last week our kids started school and our son, who's a junior now, well, we just found out that school is no longer providing free lunches, mm-hmm. which I think is what he was, you know, I think he would sometimes eat breakfast and lunch there. and so we told him, hey, you're going to, you know, they're not going to provide free lunch anymore. Now they're going to be charging. And so you should probably take your lunch. So the first day he was putting his lunch together last Wednesday, you know, we had some beautiful apples sitting there. And I said, son, take an apple. And I told him, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And of course, he just ignored me. But
I'm sure but he gave you a look.
He gave me a look. But yeah. I said, plus, what's cooler than a 16-year-old walking around campus eating his apple? Like, it just looks so cool. It's an apple. And he just wasn't going for that.
He didn't take the apple?
He didn't take the apple. Okay. However, I took an apple that day. I haven't really been taking a lot of apples lately. But I decided to take an apple, and it actually took me back to my college days, because in college, I used to eat an apple a day, and I did carry my apple around, to my chemistry class. I mean, I remember I always had an apple, and it seemed to be like the big thing. I remember there were a bunch of other of my classmates, and we'd all walk in with our apple, and our teacher would let us eat in the middle of class. So
as long as it was an apple.
As long as it was an apple, that's right. So I decided, I thought, where does that proverb, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, where does that come from? And is that true? Could it be true? What do you think, Tina?
I don't know. I'm kind of torn about the whole apple a day thing. Especially if you're trying to lose weight. I mean, you don't want to be eating too much fruit if you're trying to lose weight, you know. But okay. I can't wait to hear what you learned about this proverb.
Well, it turns out, I mean, these proverbs, these sayings have actually been around for quite a while. In mm-hmm. fact, if you go back into the 1800s, like 1860, there were some phrases related to the superpowers of the apple. And, you know, the apple has always been considered the forbidden fruit. Mm-hmm. So if you really take it back, and if you believe that the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden was the apple, it goes back way back, right?
Thousands of years.
Adam and Eve.
Millions of years.
All right. So in 1860, you know, one of the phrases that actually was mentioned in the Washington Post, okay, was eat an apple on going to bed and you'll keep the doctor from earning his bread. So anyways, I thought that was fascinating, you know, but we're still left wondering. Is that true? Okay. And I actually am going to just already say that I don't think just an apple a day is going to keep the doctor away.
There's a lot of other things we could be doing.
There's a lot of other things. However, I did find a lot of interesting information on the superpowers of apple that I thought were interesting and that I want to share. For example, apples. You know, they're definitely considered some of the healthiest foods, okay? They're considered some of the healthiest foods.
I think raw fruits and vegetables in general are still at the list of the healthiest foods.
Absolutely.
Out there. I don't care which ones they are, but yeah.
Well, go on. Today I care about the apple.
Go on, Dr. Cruz.
All right, Tina?
Yes.
Go on. All right, so some of the chemicals, the healthy chemicals that are talked about is pectin, boron, quercetin, vitamin C, phytonutrients. All right. So what do those do? Well, let me share with you how those can help. Pectin. Pectin is considered a form of soluble fiber, and it actually helps to lower blood pressure and glucose levels. All right.
Isn't it crazy you can eat sugar and it lowers glucose levels?
Right. But you know what? This is the difference between eating an apple versus drinking apple juice. Mm-hmm. It's not the same because in the juicing process, you lose this fiber. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now what you're really drinking when you drink apple juice is a lot of sugar.
Yeah, because sugar is added.
Exactly.
It's already sugary, and then sugar it's, is
exactly.
added.
Yeah. But even if sugar wasn't added, like she said, it's already sugar, okay? But you're missing the pectin part. And so when you eat an apple, it's that soluble fiber there that's actually helping you and beneficial as far as your blood pressure and as far as your glucose levels, okay? And also it helps with maintaining like a healthy digestive system. You know, those peels, the peel of the apple, make sure you wash your apple though. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the peel, the fibrous part of the peel is also good, for the bacteria in your intestine because it helps the bacteria actually will help to feed off of that. And it'll actually help as far as the production of healthy chemicals. Mm-hmm. All right. So that is really, to me, I think that's really key as far as eating an apple versus drinking apple juice. Mm-hmm. All right. Boron. What's boron? Okay. Boron is a nutrient that is found in high quantities in apples. Okay. And it helps to support strong bones and a healthy brain. Mm-hmm. Quercetin. Quercetin is considered a flavonoid. And that nutrient is actually shown to, it shows promise for reducing the risk of various cancers, you know, cancers like lung, breast. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're not saying this is gonna prevent it. Okay, that's not what we're saying. But there's studies out there that suggest that flavonoids could potentially help in reducing the risk. Mm-hmm. It can help to reduce free radical damage, okay? In case you don't know what free radicals are, free radicals basically develop when the atoms in your body have unpaired electrons, okay? And that's not good. You don't want unpaired electrons because that's then what can lead to damage of the cell of the DNA, all right? So you don't want free radicals in your body. And quercetin actually helps to neutralize those free radicals. Vitamin C. I mean, I think vitamin C speaks for itself, okay? As far as boosting your immune system and helping with your overall health. I mean, if you're not taking vitamin C, you need to be on vitamin C. And then phytonutrients, you know, which are wonderful for your health, okay? Also helps to fight those free radicals that we want to get rid of, and just helping and reduce the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and even asthma. All right. Vitamins A and E. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I just wanted to go back to you saying you should be taking vitamin C. So yes. I just want to talk a little bit about that because everyone thinks that, oh, I just want to take all these vitamins. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just going to take D. I'm going to take C. The thing is that the body wants to get these vitamins and minerals from real food, not synthetic capsules. So as much as possible, if you can eat the foods that have these vitamins and minerals in them regularly every day, like what Dr. Cruz is suggesting, then you don't need to take the pill. Because the problem is the pill a lot of times has a lot of fillers. So, you know, patients will come in, oh, I'm on these 10 supplements, I have a stomach ache. I'm like, I'll tell you right now why you have a stomach ache, right? So try as much as you can to find, you could very easily search Google and say, what foods have vitamin D? What foods have vitamin E? What foods have vitamin C? And start eating those foods, real food, instead of a lot of the processed foods we're eating today. And you'll find that you start feeling better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So as you can see, there's no question that apples have a lot of amazing superpower nutrients for us. In fact, even on the articles that I read, it talks about how apples can also act as a toothbrush, all right? Cleaning the teeth and killing bacteria in the mouth, that can help reduce the risk of tooth decay, all right? So grapefruit, a grapefruit, you know, like Tina said, there are a lot of amazing fruit. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing like the apple. And so, you know, the question comes, and this goes along with what Tina was saying. So if all fruits are considered powerhouses, nutritional mm-hmm. powerhouses, why are apples the main ones that are in that proverb?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Do you know, Tina?
No, why? Is it because of George Washington?
Actually, I thought this was interesting. Okay, at the time that proverb or the adage came out, apples were very easy to grow, and they're still easy to grow. Mm-hmm. And once they were harvested, they could remain in storage for nearly 1 year.
Wow.
Right? Nearly 1 year.
So they were very accessible.
Yeah. So, you know, studies have shown that unlike many fruit and vegetables, the nutritional benefits of apples remain relatively stable as long as 200 days after the harvest.
Yeah. That makes sense then, because that means apples were always around,
exactly.
even when they weren't in season. So
exactly.
It's easier to get a hold of an apple back then, probably all the time, versus a strawberry. Because back then, people ate based on the seasons.
True.
Right?
True.
I mean, you were eating cyclically because strawberries are only in the summer, you know, and things like that. So now, I mean, we've got farmers in all different parts of the world farming our stuff so we can get the same fruit and vegetables all year round.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how it was back then.
Exactly.
Right? So.
So does an apple a day keep the doctor away? I'm going to say probably not just an apple a day.
But it'll help.
It'll definitely help. And I think the bottom line is that it's not just one fruit or one choice, okay? Mm-hmm. It's the choices that we make overall, okay? The foods, the different foods that we eat, the activities we do, you know, whether we choose to go and exercise and move our body or, mm-hmm. you know, just every choice that you make, and it's an overall lifestyle, all right?
And I just want to add one more thing. Like, mixing up the fruits and mixing up the vegetables is also very important because there are certain vitamins and minerals that apples have. There are mm-hmm. certain vitamins and minerals that strawberries have and
Absolutely.
Blueberries and all these things. And it's important to mix up those fruits and vegetables throughout the week to keep your body guessing, right?
Exactly.
Our clients or patients who just eat one fruit every day or one green, like, you know, they eat spinach every day, you know? I try to tell them, look, spinach is good, but you don't want to give it to yourself every day because you've already given your body those vitamins and minerals. You got to give it something else. Give it a different kind of green. Give it a different kind of fruit. Keep your body guessing. What am I going to get? What vitamins and minerals am I going to get today? If you just keep feeding it apples every day, you're only going to get the vitamins and minerals from apples, right? So you got to mix it up.
Gosh darn it, Tina. I was going to start eating an apple every day.
Maybe every other day. Every third day. Supplement it with something else.
All right. Well, we're so excited that you joined us. If you want to connect with us, you can find us on our website, www.drlizcruz.com. Please look us up. In the middle of the homepage, you'll see a magenta, a pink colored button that you can click. And when you click, that'll take you on to schedule a free wellness consult. Free. That's right. It's a free 30-minute wellness consult that'll either be with Tina or with our Spanish-speaking nutritionist, Jaja. All right? So please check it out. And if you haven't scheduled a wellness consult, schedule it. You do not have to be a patient of ours in order to do this. So please connect with us. If you haven't rated our podcast, please rate it and give us a 5 because it'll help other people just like you to find us. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed, what are you waiting for? Got to subscribe to our podcast. That way you don't ever miss an episode. So thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.